97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
L. King. Rob Schneider's daughter, believe it or not. She's in town this weekend for Evolution Festival. So we're featuring some of the artists on the bumper music this afternoon. I will post the list at Mark Reardon KFTK a little later afternoon. Hey, Maggie Smith passed away. I'm going to play a little audio.
Dear old Lady Darnley, always like to stuff the place with royalty.
Now, remember, these visits to Hogsmeade Village are a privilege.
You will not use the excuse of that pathetic, that humorous document to blackmail me.
So many roles. Paul Hall is here from Common Guy Films. She was 89 years old. I was just looking at the bio here. And the year that I was born, and Jane, I think you're the same year, 1965. She started acting in the 50s, but in 1965, that was the big break. She starred opposite Laurence Olivier in Othello. How are you, Mr. Hall, this afternoon?
I'm wonderful. This was a tough one to take this morning because, of course, Maggie Smith not only has had roles in, you know, currently in things like Downton Abbey, but her Harry Potter roles were legendary to an entire generation that grew up on the books. In fact, I saw a photo today that showed her, Richard Harris, and Alan Rickman all together. Brilliant actors of our day, all Harry Potter alums. All have now passed away. It's pretty amazing.
I think I had forgotten that Alan Rickman had passed away. Here's a little Harry Potter for you, though, here.
As for you two gentlemen, well, I just hope you realize how fortunate you are. Not many first-year students could take on a fully grown mountain troll and live to tell the tale. 5 points will be awarded to each of you. For sheer dumb luck.
You know, we always say this, but who's the next Maggie Smith? Like, there are some of these, or Alan, there are people that are just not replaceable, I think.
Here's where I go the most, Mark, probably Helen Mirren.
I was going to say Helen Mirren, yep.
Yeah, she works a lot for me. I mean, think about this. Maggie Smith has been around and in key roles in movies throughout the years. I mean, I grew up in college with Sister Act. She was Mother Superior in Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg in both the first and the second film. She was brilliant in a comedy alongside Whoopi Goldberg. She's just done so much over the years, and I think people don't even realize because they think she's just a prim and proper actress that has only been in, you know, the
artsy-fartsy stuff, right? No, well, we wanted to start at least by, you know, honoring her because she was a legend. British actress Maggie Smith, dead at the age of 89. I'm very much looking forward, though, to hearing your take on some of the stuff that's coming out. And maybe we should start with Wolf's here.
I'm here to take care of your problem. Who called you?
We clearly have a situation here. The only course of action is for you to work together to clean up this mess.
No. It's not how I work. This is not how I work.
I think we got a Missouri guy in Brad Pitt with George Clooney, right, Paul?
Yeah, this is a movie with George Clooney, Brad Pitt. You'd think it's opening theaters this weekend. You know, those two on the screen together. It had a brief limited opening last week, and it's on Apple TV Plus now for everybody to watch. And, well, after seeing the movie, I kind of get why it ended up there, unfortunately.
Really?
I love Apple TV Plus stuff, and I think this is one of those few places this could get made because this is a movie that kind of plods along in such a way as these two end up in the same room of a murdered individual, and both of them happen to be cleaners, for lack of a better word. We know cleaner, that person that comes in, gets rid of the body, makes it all look good and go away. Well, they end up getting the same job, and now they start realizing there's more to meet the eye in the case they're doing. It's a fascinating film. It just, like I said, it plods from start to finish. And I don't know that it's going to find a huge audience. I love the characters, and it's really, this film is a lot about those two individuals. And Clooney and Brad Pitt are two of those individuals that you can get to pull it off at all because they're fascinating people to watch on screen. But it just doesn't seem to ever want to go anywhere that you were excited to see. It's over on Apple TV Plus, and you can see the whole thing now, just as if it was a brand new movie in your queue.
There is a film out this weekend. Jane, it might even be inspired by you. I don't know. It's called My Old Ass.
I thought I'd be happier at 40. You are happy, and I'm not 40. You don't look happy.
I feel like you're having a midlife crisis.
Well, I feel like you're high on mushrooms, so you don't know.
I do love Aubrey Plaza, and I recognize her voice there. Tell me about this one. Have you seen it?
I have seen it. And, you know, this one begs itself to a million different puns along the way. Like, you know, encouraging you to cover your children's eyes and ears because I'm going to talk about why you should see My Old Ass. It's totally a fun film. It's about if you could go ahead in time, see Mark today and go back and tell Mark in, you know, high school, going into college about who to stay away from, who to get close to, how to make your life better at a younger age. And it's about the changing, the ability to change kind of points of view over the years. The younger Elliot, played by Maisie Stella, is kind of set in her ways that she's in essence as politically correct as you come. She calls herself she hates the cis community. She does all these things, but she realizes as she goes older that maybe her point of view is not totally the only one out there, and there's other points of view along the way. I like the way they mix Maisie and Aubrey together here. I like the way this makes me laugh throughout, and I like the storytelling. It is really an interesting storytelling type of film. I'm going to recommend this one for people who want to laugh and have a really cool story brought to them on the screen.
Is that theatrical then this weekend?
Yeah, that's in theaters this weekend. It's kind of one of the bigger titles. This is kind of that dead zone before we get into October and we start blowing things out like with Joker next week and a couple others.
So let me talk about a couple things because I think I'm lagging on some of the streaming, and Jan and I stream. You're always way ahead of me. And one of the things I finally got into, and maybe this was inspired, Paul, because of the Emmys. I had heard some buzz over the summer about Baby Reindeer. I never clicked. I didn't even know what it was about. And then it wins all these Emmys, and I was sitting around. My wife was out of town, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to press go on Baby Reindeer. I'm going to just say this to people listening right now. I'm not going to recommend it because I don't want you coming back at me and saying, man, you are effed up, Reardon, for recommending this, because it is bizarre and it's out there. But I watched it in like 4 days, Jane, and I liked it quite a bit. It was an interesting show for sure. It's not for everyone, I would say.
It's riveting.
Yeah, it is.
Have you seen
it,
Paul?
Let me tell you what, something you do want to check out, Mr. McMahon over on Netflix.
Oh.
Vince McMahon is one of those polarizing people, but this documentary gets him right before he stepped down from WWE over the allegations of sexual assault and the payoffs and all that kind of stuff. And he kind of looks different in some of the early footage in this interview series. You get to see all the people that kids grew up with in the 90s with Vince McMahon. It actually doesn't hold a lot of punches, and it's very good, very well done. Chris Smith is behind this, and I know, Mark, you know the name Chris Smith when it comes to documentary stuff. He puts together a great story, and Vince McMahon is an interesting character, whether you like him or not.
And what is this called?
It's called Mr. McMahon. It's over on Netflix.
It's on Netflix,
check out the series now. That started yesterday, I think, officially.
Yeah.
So Chris Smith is a filmmaker who did what I consider one of the best documentaries in American filmmaking history, which is called American Movie. It really is an interesting film from way back in the late 90s. And it's about a guy by the name of Mark Borchardt, who used to call my radio show, by the way. This is because it's set in Milwaukee. Mark Borchardt, very strange dude. Paul, I don't know if you remember when he would call the show. It was always very interesting because I knew it was him, but he was how do you even describe Mark Borchardt? He was making like a
low-budget horror movie called Coven.
Thank you. And then his buddy Mike Shank, who was a friend and musician and just sort of a dorky guy. And it's called American Movie, and it really is special. And I don't even know where you can find that out there streaming, but if you can, I would highly recommend American Movie. Yeah. It's an older film, but really good, and Chris Smith is a very talented documentarian. Anything else you got for us this weekend?
Yeah, let's point you to a couple things and just get out of here. We've got a new series, The Penguin, on Max. Definitely worth checking out. Documentary Stopping the Steal over on Max. Whether you like or hate the whole idea, this is going to go through that whole time around the kind of redoing 2020.
Is that Pelosi's daughter doing that one?
What's that?
Is that Pelosi's daughter doing that?
No, this one, I can't remember who actually did it off the top of my head, but they have a lot of interesting characters that they actually interview along the way here. It's a lot of people from the Republican Party, which doesn't surprise a whole lot of anyone, but they do a good job putting it together. I did like the way they put it together, whether you like what's being said or not, which you're going to get a ton of that stuff, Mark, over the next 3-4 weeks. I've seen some of it. There's going to be so many political docs. coming down the pike, like or hate them. They're going to tell stories.
Paul, I strongly recommend Fight Night with Kevin Hart and Samuel.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jackson, and what is there?
Over on Peacock,
yes,
I believe that is.
Yes,
right?
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Strongly recommend. Yeah,
it's I can
really
agree
good.
With you. It's one of the better put together film or put together things over on Peacock right now.
It's
definitely worth your time after you watch Sunday Night Football or whatever. Go over and take a look.
There's another show that I want to go back to. I watched the first two seasons, but then I think my MGM Plus subscription ran out, and it's with Harold Perrineau, who is in the show Lost, and it's called From. It's a bit of a bizarre show that's now in its third season, but I think that opened up on MGM Plus last weekend, and the first two seasons were really, really good. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
CommonGuy.com.
Have a great weekend. We will talk on next Friday. How's that sound?
Bye, Paul.
All right, we'll see you. Oh, by the way,
Chargers.
By the way, yeah, you know, the Chiefs are favored by a touchdown over the Chargers. I'm just going to go on the record as saying that that's very generous, but I still think we're going to beat them on Sunday.
Good luck. I'll take the points.
I think I might, too, for betting purposes. Hang in there. Cusimano's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.